Yeah, it does feel like that for me. Sometimes it, you know, that was like a parallel universe, that there's like one path took us down this very dark road. And that with that one act, we would have been set on the right one. Now, continuing with Proudhon. Now, this feeling is unknown among the beasts, who love and cling to each other, and show their preferences, but who cannot conceive of esteem, and who are incapable of generosity, admiration, or politeness. This feeling, equite, does not spring from intelligence, which calculates, computes, and balances, but does not love, which sees, but does not feel. As justice is the product of social instinct and reflection combined, so equite is a product of justice and taste combined, that is, of our powers of judging and of idealizing. This product, the third and last degree of human sociability, is determined by our complex mode of association, in which inequality, or rather the divergence of faculties and the specialty of functions, tending of themselves to isolate laborers, demand a more active sociability. That is why the force which oppresses while protecting is execrable, odious. Why the silly ignorance which views with the same eye the marvels of art and the products of the rudest industry excites unutterable contempt. Why proud mediocrity, which glories in saying, "I have paid you, I owe you nothing," is especially odious. Sociability, justice, equite, such in its triplicity, is the exact definition of the instinctive faculty which leads us into communication with our fellows, and whose physical manifestation is expressed by the formula, equality in natural wealth and the products of labor. These three degrees of sociability support and imply each other. Equite cannot exist without justice. Society without justice is a solipsism, an error in speech. If, in order to reward talent, I take from one to give to another, in unjustly stripping the first, I do not esteem his talent as I ought. If, in society, I award more to myself than to my associate, we are not really associated. And Plato's point exactly, I comment. Those who lust for divinity see us as another species entirely. Continuing. Justice, with Proudhon, justice is sociability as manifested in the division of material things, susceptible of weight and measure. Equite is justice accompanied by admiration and esteem, things which cannot be measured. From this, several inferences may be drawn. One, though we are free to grant our esteem to one more than to another, and in all possible degrees, yet we should give no one more than his proportion of the commonwealth, because the duty of justice, being imposed upon us before that of equite, must always take precedence of it. The woman honored by the ancients, who, when forced by a tyrant to choose between the death of her brother and that of her husband, sacrificed the latter on the ground that she could find another husband, but not another brother. That woman, I say, in obeying her sense of equite, failed in point of justice and did a bad deed, because conjugal association is a closer relation than fraternal association.